Welcome back. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Laura Weens. Folks, check out our amazing website, www.theunionedge.com. It's beautiful, newly updated with some more information. You can check out past podcasts there. And it just so happens that we have on the phone with us Katie Schneider. She is the founder of AppleTree Media Works, and she is the guru of our website. Welcome to the program, Katie.
Hey, Laura. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on, especially in the wake of these crazy ransomware attacks that are happening all over the world. We want to prevent things like that from happening, and we also want to make sure that our websites are great and user-friendly. So talk to us a little bit about how we secure our websites and make them beautiful.
Okay. Well, the big thing right now is, you know, everybody's doing their spring cleaning. You're seeing the piles of stuff out by the road, so it just kind of triggers that it's probably time to do some spring cleaning on your website, too. One of the big things is to help it look professional. That's why you have a website. That's why you have it out there, and that's your front page to your business. So the big thing is hopping on there and just go through it as a user. Ask yourself, you know, that picnic that we have upcoming that we had 6 months ago, it's not upcoming anymore. It's probably time to put some pictures up there and let everybody know, hey, we're having another one this year.
Also, you missed a great time. You should have been there and show everybody the pictures of what they missed.
Yep. And one thing that'll help you keep your website clean too is there's plugins out there. So if you've got a WordPress website, hop out there. There's broken link checker plugins that are out there. Mm-hmm. So that makes it quick and easy for you. You don't have to go through and check every link, although we recommend you do that. There's plugins out there that'll help you too.
So one of the things that I think can often stymie people when they're trying to visit websites is that websites will take a long time to load. And I know for me, if a website is taking a long time to load, I am likely to just move on and try something else. Do you have some suggestions for how people can deal with problems like that?
Absolutely. One of the first places to check out is it your website or is it your web host? There's some web hosts out there that are just naturally slow, and they may be your cheaper one. So sometimes cheaper is not better. Your load time issue could be your host. Another thing is how many plugins do you have running on your website? The cool thing about WordPress is all these great plugins are out there, but are you still using all of them? Are all of them useful to you anymore? Are you able to update them? Those can really slow down a website too. So check and see, you know, if there's some plugins that you can do during your spring cleaning. Another thing is cleaning out old posts and articles. Maybe they're just not relevant to your business or organization anymore. Hop out and delete those and make sure you do a full cleanup on those. And also optimizing your website images. This is before they even go up on the web. Make sure that they're downsized for web. A lot of the photo editing programs have save for web or save optimize for web. Use that feature. It's important.
All right. So how else can we encourage people to come to our website? You know, we want to have, so for the unions that are listening, there are folks that are in unions, leadership of unions. We want to encourage people to join our unions and to believe that members have had good experiences with us. Or if you're a business and you want to encourage people to come and use your service by having testimonials and stuff like that, what can you do to encourage folks to leave positive reviews on your websites?
Reach out to them. If you've got somebody that's happy in your organization, somebody that you've helped out, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into helping them out, ask them, say, hey, you know, do you mind taking a couple minutes to leave us an online review? You can even, if you're sending them an email, give them a couple links. Let them get out to, if your organization's on Yelp, which it should be no matter what kind of organization or business you are, if you're on Google, grab the link out there so that they can get right back and write your review on Google. It only takes a couple minutes. We've got a couple businesses that reach out with their thank you cards. They've got links right there. And they just ask people, hey, you know what? Can you drop us a review? I read them, so I know everybody else out there reads them too.
All right. So what else should we pay attention to? I myself am unfortunately a kind of a technological Luddite, but I know that you have a lot of answers for how I can make my website better without running into as many problems as I normally would have.
Right. It's always a good time to check out your keywords for getting people back out there. Make sure that the keywords that are on your pages and throughout your website are relevant to your business. Just because something pops popular right now, like, say, a fidget spinner, don't put that in as your keyword if you're a union, because they're going to come out here to buy a fidget spinner, they're going to see your union, they're going to say, hey, this isn't what I was looking for, and they're going to be out of there, and you're going to lose some of your credibility as well. So don't do that. Get keywords that are specific for your organization. Drive the traffic over. Google will appreciate that. It takes some time. Search engine optimization, it does. It takes time. There's firms out there like our firm. We've got people that are trained to do it. They're trained to get those correct keywords and watch that traffic get directed correctly out to your website. So that's a great place to start some time into that.
And folks, I just have to say, AppleTree Media Works is great. They have successfully prevented a lot of terrible, horrible internet attacks on our website, and they have made our website look as beautiful as it is right now. So we appreciate all the work that you've been doing. And I have to say that I'm going to Google fidget spinner when we get off the phone, because I'm not quite sure I know what that is. But hopefully it leads me to a website that's very relevant, because that will have it as its keyword and it will actually explain to me what a fidget spinner is.
Yeah, if you've got friends out there that are teachers, they can definitely tell you about them. Any kid, my son wanted one for his birthday. I'm like, a what? So it's popular. It's the thing right now. So yeah, check it out.
Is there anything else we should pay attention to? Like I said, there's been these massive ransomware attacks in basically every single country and extorting millions of dollars. How do we prevent ourselves from getting hit by one of those?
Yeah, the one that's going on right now is called WannaCry. It's actually shut down hospitals. It's a form of malware, and so it's a worm. So somebody will get an email sent to them that says, hey, you need to update, say, your iTunes account. And these emails are getting better. We still just spot them with just a typo in them, and they're getting better. Even I have to hover over, wait, was this really? Oh, no, it's not. I really have to hover over the links in there. And that's where WannaCry is coming from. And the worm gets into an organization's network, and it goes out, and it becomes what's called ransomware. So it takes a computer. You get this big, nasty message that comes up that says, hey, give us so much money, and then we'll let you have your computer back. And it encrypts everything on their system, so you are truly locked out. And so the big way to stop that is to run your updates. Microsoft issued a patch for this vulnerability almost 2 months ago. But a lot of organizations, they don't keep up on their updates. They don't have somebody from IT or a maintenance plan with somebody to keep up. And it would have been a simple update, a free update from Windows that would have stopped these tens of millions of dollars from happening.
So another important question, Katie, how do I actually get millions of dollars that people will want to extort me out of?
Well, that's a good question. And for a lot of these organizations, it's not so much the money, it's the time that's involved. It's being locked out. Imagine being a hospital and not being able to get to your network. Suddenly all the computers are shut down because this thing is spreading. So for them, it's more of their time and their information than it is so much the money.
All right. Well, that's very helpful information. I'll make sure to run my updates on my computer, although I have a Mac. So will this affect me, or am I totally safe?
There is still some vulnerability, especially if you're hooked onto a network. There's still vulnerability.
Too bad.
So, yeah, there's all sorts of them that have been going on. Your Code Red, your Blaster, Conflictor, all of them have been going on. You can look into programs such as WebRoot, CrowdStrike, or Silence. Those are some of the best ones out there to keep those doors locked.
All right. And folks, if you don't feel confident that you're going to be able to do this yourself like I don't, you can enlist an amazing web person in the form of Katie Schneider and her amazing team at AppleTree Media Works. Is there anything else we should know, or can you point people to how they can get in contact with you if they're interested?
Yep, you can stop out at our website. That's appletreemediaworks.com. And we've also got some links out on the Union Edge. You'll spot our tree logo. Click on that. That'll get you out to a contact form.
And your team is entirely union as well.
Yes, we are. We are all Teamsters.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we really appreciate having you on. We've been speaking with Katie Schneider of AppleTree Media Works. I'm Laura Weens, and you're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.